Here I am to worship, here I am. If you would like to turn with me in your Bibles, I will be reading this morning's scripture, and it is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. May God bless the reading of his word, and we'll now have our morning message with Pastor Galen.
One thing I've learned about living in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, is that people around here love the fair. Am I right? The fair is a big deal. Raise your hand if you drove down Main Street yesterday. Anybody? And you would say, I would say King Street. You would say Main Street. Anybody drive down Main Street yesterday? I don't know what was going on. Okay, I did not know about that. You don't have to tell me these things if you don't want to, but I drove down Main Street and I thought, what is going on? All right. And I know that the fair is a big deal because I'm seeing these girls and they have their crowns on and they are Little Miss Fair. And I'm thinking, wow, we are driving around fair royalty. And there's something big going on, and it's not even time for the fair. So I know that this church supports the fair. You have your own fair committee. And I know it's a big deal here in Shippensburg for to have the fair. And I am right about that. So I learn a little bit more each and every day and love being here in Shippensburg with you. Every church needs a vision. The Bible says that without a vision, the people will perish. A vision is what a church will be in the future. A vision is what the church will do in the future. And every church needs to know its vision. And every church needs a vision that's grounded strongly in the scriptures. I love our vision here at Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church. And like the mission statement, I want to encourage all of us to learn our vision statement. I want to encourage you to memorize it, to know it, so that when someone asks you on the street, hey, what's the vision of Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church, you can say, here's what it is, I know that. And so I would like us to look today at our vision statement. I would like to put that on the screen if we can, if our technology is working today. It's above my head. And it's also in your bulletin. I'm going to read it to you. Here's our vision statement, and then we're going to say it together. Let me read it to you first. It says, with unity and Christ-like attitudes, we will pray and seek the Holy Spirit so that we can love better, teach the truth, and develop disciples. Now, I want you to say it with me. You've got it on the screen. You've got it in your bulletin. Let's say it together. With unity and Christ-like attitudes, we will pray and seek the Holy Spirit so that we can love better, teach the truth, and develop disciples. Would you say these words with me? Love better. Because that is our focus in the next few sermons. We are focusing on how we as a church here at Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church can love better. Because we are called as a church to love better. Right now, we are in the month of love. We are in the month of February. And you may or may not know this, but yesterday we celebrated something called Valentine's Day. And as you look around in February, you can see hearts, and you can see definitely that love is in the air. I remember many, many years ago when I was in elementary school, I remember kids would write notes to each other on the playground, not only in February, but I remember these notes throughout the years, and they would go something like this. They would slip these notes to each other, and they would say this: I love you. Do you love me? Check yes or no. Now, I don't remember sending those notes or receiving one, but I do remember kids around me would write those kind of notes to each other. And I think today they didn't know what love was. Not what I think of when I think of love. But they would send those notes and receive those notes. What I want us to see today is there are different kinds of love. There's a love that many of you have for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a love, a kind of love. There's a love that we might have for potato chips. People say, you know, I love chips. But then there's a love that we will have for our spouse. And what I want us to see is it's the same word that we say when we love potato chips. It's the same word we say when we love our husband or our wife. It's the same word, but it means something different in different contexts, in different situations. If you read the pages of the New Testament, you see, we can see as we turn in God's Word, that there are different kinds of love in the New Testament. And so today I want us to think about our understanding of love, and I want us to think about some of those different kinds of love that we see in the Bible, in the New Testament. And here's the first kind. And that first kind of love is the Greek word phileo. And phileo is a love that we have between our friends. It's a friendship love. It's the Greek word in the New Testament. And you can see in the word phileo where we get Philadelphia, which is the city of brotherly love. We think of phileo, we think of that bond that we have when we have a bond between friends. That is the phileo kind of love that is referred to in the New Testament. But there's a second kind of love in the New Testament, and that is the Greek word eros. And eros is a romantic love. When we think of Valentine's Day, we think of romance. We may think of that eros kind of love. It is a love that is between a husband and a wife in a healthy relationship, that eros love. And I want us to see that, like phileo, it is a love of feeling. It is something you feel for someone else. The third kind of love in the New Testament is the word storge. It's a Greek word. And this is the love that we have between our family members when we have that family bonding experience. We have storge for one another. As parents, when we feel that special bond with our children, we are feeling what is called in the Greek and the New Testament storge love. But today I want us to focus on mainly this fourth kind of love. And this fourth kind of word, love, in the New Testament is the word agape or agapeo. And this is the love that John refers to in 1 John chapter 4. This is agape love. When you see the word love, it is agape in the Greek. And this is the highest form of love. It's the greatest kind of love that we can have. And this is God's love that he showed to us on the cross. He gave us this. He showed us this kind of love, agape love, when he died for us on the cross. And here's what agape love is. Agape love is a selfless love. It's not a selfish love. It is a selfless love. Because God was not thinking of himself when he endured the horrible death of his son on the cross, because he didn't want us to be eternally separated from him, he sent Jesus to die. Not thinking about himself, he thought about us before himself. This is a selfless love. This is agape love. Here's what else agape love is. Agape love is a sacrificial love. The Bible says in 1 John 4 that God sent his only son as an anointing, atoning sacrifice for our sins. He sacrificed Jesus. He gave up his one and only son because he loved us so much that Jesus died on the cross for us. God sacrificed. Jesus sacrificed for us. That is agape love. It is a love of sacrifice. Here's what I want us to see today. As Christians, we are called to love one another with this agape love. That's what 1 John 4 tells us. That we are to love one another with this kind of love. It's not a love of feeling. We may not feel this love, but it is a love of choice. It's a choice love. And it's empowered by the Holy Spirit. God gives us his Spirit so that we can love each other in this way. It's a selfless love. It's a sacrificial love. And we are called to love one another. We are called to love our brothers and sisters in Christ with this agape love, with this selfless, sacrificial love. Let me give you an example of this. During this most recent snow, when we received a lot of snow in the state of Pennsylvania, in other places around us, from Texas on up, they received this storm, and some people received more snow than others. But during this most recent snow, I know a man who is he's an older man. And he went out to shovel his driveway because he knew he was the one to take care of it. And he had to get it done. He didn't have anybody else at that time to help him. So he goes out to shovel his snow. And while he was out shoveling his snow, there were two elderly women who came out to help him shovel the snow. Now, they weren't in the greatest condition themselves. But here's what these ladies could have done. They could have stayed inside where it was warm. And they could have said, "You, there's no way I'm going out there," when they saw this elderly man working hard to clear out his driveway. They could have said, "I'm going to stay inside and drink hot chocolate." But instead, these ladies sacrificed their comfort. They sacrificed what they wanted. And they looked beyond themselves to see the need of their neighbor who was struggling to scrape his driveway. And they looked beyond their comfort and they showed agape love to a neighbor. Brothers and sisters, that's the kind of love that we are called to love one another with. This agape love, this selfish, selfless, sacrificial love that we are called through the power of the Holy Spirit to love each other in that way. You say, Pastor, how can I love with that kind of love? We love that with that kind of love through the power of the Holy Spirit. And let me give you an example of what you could do in God's power. A church member calls you on the phone and that church member has extreme sadness in their lives. Maybe they've lost a loved one. Maybe they're struggling with illness. They're emotionally hurting. And they call you on the phone and they want to talk. They want to just talk to you and tell you about what they're going through. And you are tired because you've been at work all day. And you've had a rough day at work. You've worked 10 hours. And you're struggling yourself because you're so tired and worn out. But in the Spirit of God, empowered by God's Spirit, here's what you do. You take time to listen and you take time to pray for that person, for that church member. For your brother or sister in Christ, you take time to listen and pray for that person. And when you do that, you are loving someone with God's agape love. Because that's what God calls us to do as His people. We are called to love each other with that sacrificial, selfless kind of love. This agape love that John talks about under the direction of the Holy Spirit in 1 John 4. We are called to love each other with agape love. Here's what happens when we love this way. In 1 John 4:12, here's what John says under the direction of God's Holy Spirit. He says, no one has ever seen God. Verse 12 of 1 John 4. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us. Wow. When we love one another, John says, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us. Several years ago, there was a section in our local newspaper. Maybe you've seen something like this. And it had a lot of lines and dots and just lines and dots scattered everywhere in a part of this newspaper near the cartoon section, I remember. And if you look closely at these lines and dots, they didn't look like anything at first glance. But if you take time to look closely, if you focus on those lines and dots, pretty soon a picture would come into view. Listen to me today. When we love each other with agape love, when we show that selfless, sacrificial love, here's what happens. 1 John says that we show a picture of God to the world. When we love each other selflessly, sacrificially, people see God in our loving. People see God as we love one another. We show the world God. We show the world a picture of God when we love one another with this agape kind of love. I want to share something with you today that I have seen this agape love right here at Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church. It's one of the things that struck me as I came here for the first time. And what struck me about this church and the way you agape love each other is during your joys and concerns, I've seen it. Maybe you don't know that you do it. But I've seen you when you share joys and concerns with one another. Everybody stops. They pay attention to who's sharing. They listen to each other. I've seen it. I've seen you listen intently to one another, and then you'll make comments of support for each other. And as I think about that, and I've seen it now several times, when I see your sharing during your time of joys and concerns, I see you living out this agape love for each other. I see you being selfless and sacrificial as you listen to each other and you share with each other. It's a beautiful thing when we love each other with that kind of agape love. Amen? And when we love each other that way, we show God to the world. Now, you've heard this morning that we have several people on our prayer list. It seems like when I became pastor here at the end of December, I hit the ground running, because I have been focusing on needs in our church, people who are hurting, people who are struggling, making telephone calls and visits to hospitals. And so, you know, if you've been watching the prayer list and listening in our time of sharing concerns, that we're struggling right now in our church. There are people who are hurting. There are people who are sick, who are in need, and who are struggling. And so here's the question that I want us to focus on this week. And I put this question, we're going to put it up on the bulletin board. It's also in your bulletin. And this is a question that we can live with this week as we think about agape love and our call to love each other with agape love. Here's the question: what can I do this week to show God's agape love to a brother or sister in Christ? Because there are people who are hurting in this church. And not just for the people who are hurting, but what could you do to show someone God's agape love? The snow's almost gone, but maybe you could help someone dig out from the snow. That would show God's agape love. Maybe you could send someone a card. Someone who's hurting and in need in our church. You could send them a card of encouragement. Maybe you could give them a call. You know, phone calls mean so much to folks. And you could get on the phone and say, "Hey, I'm here for you. I love you in Christ. And I support you." Maybe you could call someone this week. Maybe you could do a visit. And visits can be so encouraging to people who don't receive a lot of visits. And you could take time to show God's agape love by visiting someone. And there are other things that you could do. And I want to encourage you this week to think of one thing that you could do to show God's agape love to someone. Because that's our call as a church. That's our call as God's people, to love each other with God's kind of love. To love each other with God's agape love. You know, there are different kinds of love in this world. But brothers and sisters, let's love beyond our feelings. And let's love each other with God's agape love. And all of God's people together said, amen. Just like there are different kinds of love in the world, there are different paths that we can choose to follow in this life. You know, some people, they see other people doing something and they think, well, because other people are doing it, I'm going to do it. And they follow the crowd. And if the crowd says that's what you wear, they wear what the crowd wears. If the crowd says this is what we listen to in our music, that's what they do. They follow the crowd. And there are so many different paths, different directions we could go in this life that the world says to go. But Jesus says, I want you to follow me. There's only one path to heaven. There's only one path to salvation. And it's by following Jesus Christ. This morning, you may be sitting here and you have never received Jesus into your heart and life. You have never made that commitment. The Bible says that Jesus took your punishment on the cross. He died for your sin. All your past mistakes, Jesus has taken on the cross. And today you can come and say, Lord, forgive me of my past sins. I want to commit my life to you. And the Bible says you are a new creature in Christ. If you're feeling that tug of the Holy Spirit today, it's not the pastor. It's called the Holy Spirit. And so today I want to encourage you, if you've never received Jesus Christ and you're feeling the conviction, the tug of the Holy Spirit, we want to invite you in just a moment to come. We're going to sing a beautiful song, one of my favorites in the hymnal, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. And we're going to encourage you to make that decision today if God is laying it on your heart. I want to encourage all of us, if we're already followers of Jesus, I want to encourage all of us to make a commitment as we sing this song to love one another with that agape love. I want us to commit ourselves to loving other people with God's love. And so as we sing this song today, I pray the Holy Spirit will work through this song as we sing it together. And if God has laid something on your heart that you know that you need to receive Him today, you are invited to come as we sing together. Let's please stand as we sing, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. If the Lord has laid something on your heart, you want to receive Him today, won't you come as we stand together and sing, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Will you join me in closing prayer? Father, we thank you for showing us that greatest kind of agape love when you sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. We thank you today for that selfless and sacrificial love called agape love. And Father, I pray today that as we leave this place, you would help all of us through your Holy Spirit, help us to love with a selfless and sacrificial love. Help us to love others with that agape love. We thank you now for going with us as we leave this place. I pray that your hand of protection would go with each one as we go our separate ways. And we offer this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross for us. And together, all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.